Philip Saint-Pierre, visa ranker. Today's date is 09/04/2025. Dictation is for Jessica Rubio. Rubio spells R-U-B-I-O. Jessica spells J-E-S-S-I-C-A. Date of birth is 9/22/1992. This is a 32-year-old female here with epigastric pain, period. Patient said this pain has been going on since yesterday. Has gotten worse today. Described pain as burning. Said pain sometimes feel like a fullness in her chest. And have some discomfort in our flank, period. Next paragraph, review of system. Patient reports nausea and vomiting. Says she did not vomit today, but yesterday vomited several times and non-bloody vomitous, period. Next line, patient reports diarrhea. Says she had no loose stool today, but yesterday had about two or three episodes of non-bloody diarrhea, period. Next paragraph. Next line, patient reports dizziness. Next line, she reports fatigue. Next line, review past medical history, obesity, open parentheses, patient is on Ozempic. She has so far received Ozempic weekly for 3 weeks and stated that she's at the same dosage, and dosage has not been adjusted since she starts in the past 3 weeks period. Next line, allergies none. Next line, family history none. Next paragraph, surgical history none. Next paragraph, collection surgical history, cholecystectomy. Next paragraph, social history. She denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert, oriented, in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% of the rear. Blood pressure is 125 over 7. Pulse 81. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.3. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmur. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Next paragraph, abdomen. She has tenderness in the suprapubic region and the left CVA regions, period. She's guarding, no rebung, no rigidity. She has normal bowel songs, no organomegaly, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, mucous membranes are dry. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion, she bears weight well, with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro, she's alert, oriented, time 3, cranial nerve, through 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effects are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is chest discomfort. Assessment number 2 is epigastric pain. Assessment number 3 is hematuria. Number 4 is nausea. Number 5 is dehydration. Number 6 is hematuria. Number 7 is renal stone, period. Next paragraph. In the clinic today, we did a finger stick for glucose. Her finger stick is 79. Patient was given nizofran, 4 milligrams sublingual, and re-evaluated approximately 15 minutes after. She reports some improvement in her discomfort. Next paragraph, next line, EKG was done. EKG revealed sinus rhythm. Ventricular rate of 84. QRS is narrow. No ST segment elevation. No ST segment depression. No Q waves, period. No evidence of acute injury, period. Next paragraph, urine drop, correction, urinalysis was done. Urinalysis revealed ketones, blood, and protein. Next paragraph, please include in our assessment proteinuria. Next paragraph. Urine pregnancy test was also done. Urine pregnancy test was negative, period. Next paragraph. Patient and I had a lengthy discussion of what was found on our physical exam and their total workup today, which included an ultrasound which revealed a 0.7 centimeter stone in her left renal pelvis. We talk about efforts she can make to help with her symptoms, namely a bland diet, bananas, rice, applesauce, and toast until her nausea and vomiting is improved, increase fluids, to come back to the clinic if worse, go to the nearest emergency room if we were closed. She was sent home with Zofran, 4 milligrams ODT, 1 sublingual, TID, PRN for nausea, vomiting. Yes, for nausea, vomiting, next medication, Flomax, 0.4 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days. This will help with a kidney stone. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of the patient.